Good morning. You're listening to KBOO Portland. Time is 10 o'clock. Up next, we have Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11, on Between the Covers, Ken Jones talks to author Curtis White about his long-awaited return to fiction with his new book, Lacking Character. At 11:30, Black Book Talk welcomes poet Kwame Alexander and his guitarist, Randy Peterson, for an in-studio performance. Make history and support KBOO. If you'd like to become a member on the last day of our spring membership drive, call 877-500-KBOO.
Special thanks to our local community partners who have donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Grand Central Bakery, located at 2230 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard. Grand Central Bakery is an American bakery chain with locations in Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, Washington, and their metropolitan areas, providing breads, pastries, sandwiches, and soups from local ingredients. Lunch was provided by Huber's Restaurant. Located at 411 Southwest 3rd Avenue, Huber's Cafe offers dining and takeout to Portland. More information at ubers.com. Dinner was provided by Shut Up and Eat. Located at 3848 Southeast Gladstone Street in Portland, they offer fresh biscuits and English muffins they bake in-house daily, as well as sandwiches, hoagies, and grinders. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
KBOO's prize drawing rules. Everyone who donates will be entered into the drive prize drawings. No purchase necessary to be entered. Making a purchase or contribution will not improve an individual's chance for winning. The daily prize drawing is subject to all applicable federal, state, and local laws and regulations. Void where prohibited or restricted by law or regulations. To enter, call 877-500-5266 between the hours of 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. and provide your name, complete address with zip code, date of birth, and day/evening phone numbers with area code. Only one entry per person per household per year will be accepted during the drive drawing period. Entries may be mailed with the aforementioned information to KBOO Radio, care of Membership Department, 27.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, May 3rd, and this is rolling into the last hours of the KBOO membership drive. Welcome to all new members, and of course, welcome back to all returning members. Welcome to listeners. We are so glad. I definitely can hear you listening. Yes, it's one of those feedback loops that we are assured keep the world in motion. So if you have ever considered becoming a member of KBO, now would be the perfect time, the perfect moment. Everything is in alignment because over the last couple of weeks, you've heard some amazing stories from amazing people. Well, we rely on reporters here and investigators, as well as far-flung correspondents around the world. We have incredible sources that we are... We are grateful to and we rely on to bring you stories that the sort of thing that you've heard over the last couple of weeks. Sometimes it's a cliffhanger. This is very true. But the view from hanging off the edge of a cliff is not bad. So that said, let's roll right into our stories for today. This is a journalism day. So if you, again, are choosing the exact moment when you want to become a member of KBOO, you certainly couldn't choose a better day for it. Around the world, journalism is becoming one of the most dangerous jobs out there, especially in occupied Palestine, where the last few weeks have seen a number of journalists attacked, killed in some cases. And meanwhile, Bibi, or Benjamin Netanyahu's rhetoric, is as irresponsible and bellicose as that of our own, that of Trump's. Don't want to dignify him by offering out any bogus titles, you know. So Netanyahu, beneath all the rest of the political news here stateside, has certainly done his part to stir things up and make it even more difficult. I suppose, never could be said to have much to do with diplomacy, and Trump certainly has never come across the concept. So together, the two of them, we want to do is talk to Gareth Porter this morning. Gareth Porter has been a guest on the show in the past, and we're so glad to welcome you back today. Porter is one of those extraordinary people whose writings one of the first places that you want to go to sort out situations, especially in the Middle East. There was a quote from Gareth. Netanyahu hasn't just repeated old history about an alleged Iranian nuclear weapons program. He's made up. This is a story this week that... Gareth, thanks for being with us. I'll leave it over to you, because this is just breathtaking. When I heard this, I thought, my first thought was, is this a hoax? Is this one of those, you know, internet hoax things? But carry on, by all means.
Well, first of all, thanks for inviting me back on, Chris. Indeed, this is a story that is very hard for many people to understand or to believe. And it does, I'm sure, strike many people as some sort of fake news. But the reality here is that Benjamin Netanyahu presented a theatrical presentation the other day, which is vintage Netanyahu in many ways. But in this case, you know, he was simply he was over and over again telling a fabricated story. And I'm afraid the U.S. Media, news media, and world's news media were completely taken in. And their take on it was, well, you know, he's being theatrical about it, and it's kind of corny, but we all know this already. So they were taking it for granted that everything he said was simply based on things that were established by the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Agency, the CIA, et cetera, years and years ago. And of course, the reality is, as I have documented in my book, Manufactured Crisis, that what the Israeli government succeeded in doing in the period from about 2003 to 2009 was to foist upon the world a set of documents that were presented as coming from within this supposed Iranian covert nuclear weapons program, documents that were, some people call them the laptop documents, because they were said to have come from the laptop computer of an Iranian engineer or scientist or somebody who was participating in it. Well, eventually, I was able to discover that was simply a CIA cover story to cover up the fact that those documents actually came from the Mujahideen Calc, the armed opposition group that had fought for Saddam Hussein against Iran during the Iran-Iraq War. And then, when Saddam no longer needed them, they couldn't pay them anymore, they hooked up with Mossad, the Israeli International Intelligence Agency, and became Mossad's arm for spreading propaganda about Iran, and particularly Iran's nuclear program. And I was able to figure out, by careful reading of what the IAEA had published about these documents, which included information about when they were supposedly written, that they were faked. They were fabricated. They had dates on them that could not possibly have been true, because the reality, because actual information that was officially registered by the IAEA itself showed that the activities that they were supposed to have shown actually took place earlier than the earliest date that were shown on these documents. So this is a short version of what I explain in great detail in my book and have also detailed in articles. So if people really want to penetrate this massive disinformation campaign by the Israelis, which has been, I would argue, just about the most successful disinformation campaign in the history of the genre, they could find it in my book, Manufactured Crisis, The Untold Story of the Iran Nuclear Scare, and also in some of the articles that I've written about this.
Well, yeah, this is the timing of this too would make it highly suspect that Netanyahu would get up and do his little Son et Lumière show. I'm surprised he hasn't learned a tap dance yet. I mean, perhaps that's one of his hidden skills that we didn't have yet to discover. But yeah, the timing alone would certainly suggest that there's something suspicious about
all this. Absolutely, of course. I mean, it's perfectly clear that the timing was to present this so that Trump would have more political cover in the United States for the decision that surely he's already shared with Netanyahu to pull out of the JCPOA. I think that's a foregone conclusion at this point.
Sure.
I would be completely taken aback if in fact, Trump did not announce that decision on May 12th. So I think that's absolutely right.
Thank you so much for all this. I've been all week long. This is what I want to be talking about because this is so blatant. And people need to talk about these kinds of stories because otherwise
Yes, Chris, this story that I have written about this will be published today at Consortium News. So if people want to check on Consortium News, they'll find complete details on this story.
Bingo. Thank you so much for that. So listeners, if you did, be sure to call the number right now. Be sure to have a look at this piece. This is a stunner of a news story. And on that note, we want to just before going out, get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Really, if not now, when? And also call the number, if not now, when? It's 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. Make a difference. Make a difference today. Really, there are so many areas in which a person could devote time, energy, and money. This definitely covers, if not all the bases, many of them. We've got friends, fellow volunteers, members out there taking phone calls, telling you more about KBOO. You may think you know all there is to know about KBOO. I assure you don't, because there are thousands upon thousands of stories, individuals.
Oh, Chris, thanks very much. We actually have, I'm Ken, I'm here with my friend John, and we're here in Membership Central. It's the last day of our spring membership drive. As Chris mentioned, the phone number is 877-500-5266, and there's a stronger urgency than ever on our last day. Usually we've made our goals in past drives, and we depend almost entirely on these drives to keep us going every year, and it's our 50th year, by the way, at KBOO. But this year, over the past few days, our website had been hacked at kboo.fm. So a lot of the money that usually comes in online was not coming in, and that's why we need your support today. If you're not currently a KBOO member, now is the time to give us a call at 877-500-5266 to become a member, or if our website is back online, go to kboo.fm. And John, we have some news for them too if they become members today.
If you become a member now, you will be entered to win a prize. Today's drawing is for 10 tickets to the Northwest Film Center and $25 to Tender Loving Empire. 877-500-5266 to be entered for a chance to win. I want to give a couple of thank yous in before we go to our next program. Taggart and Eugene have both renewed from Southeast Portland. So thank you, you two. Awesome.
Thank you.
877-500-KBOO.
Cable Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor Derby Day Our Way, a Kentucky Derby Day party on Saturday, May 5th at 1 p.m. at the Jupiter Hotel in Portland. The Urban League of Portland Young Professionals Kentucky Derby Day Party combines community, fierce fashion, food, booze, music, and 3 minutes of horse racing from Kentucky. Again, that's Derby Day Our Way, a Kentucky Derby Day party on Saturday, May 5th from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Jupiter Hotel, 800 East Burnside Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.